Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Leader. London drivers, you already have to deal with the congestion charge and ultra-low emission zones. But what if all that was scrapped and replaced by a pay-per-mile system? That's what London Mayor Sadiq Khan is proposing as part of plans to meet net zero targets by 2030, which rely on a 27% drop in car traffic in the capital by the end of the decade. The Mayor and TfL are now set to consult Londoners, local government and businesses about the proposals. Sadiq Khan joins us from Millbank. First of all, Sadiq, can you describe what this scheme is all about?
What we've published today is an independent report which sets out how we get to net zero carbon by 2030. And it's both a wake-up call to the government, who need to give us more support, both powers and funding, but also it means us Londoners can't simply wait for the government cavalry to arrive. We've got to take action if we're going to make progress towards net zero by 2030. So I've asked TfL today to start working on two things. One is, what can I do in this mayoral term to make even more progress in reducing car journeys in London? They'll be looking at four different schemes. And secondly, what can TfL do in the medium to long term about moving us towards a smart road user charging scheme to replace the congestion charge, the ultra low emission zone, the NEZ, with one simple scheme where people pay per mile depending on what time of day they drive, what their vehicle is, what the alternatives are to driving their car, and so forth.
As you say, the technology is a couple of years away from being able to actually charge drivers per mile. Do you know what it would look like, though, and how it might work?
We're going to make sure we explore all the innovations across the globe. Just imagine the jobs we could create by making real progress on net zero carbon, not just in relation to the technology around smart road user charging, which we could then, you know, export and make revenues from, but, you know, the heat pumps have got to be made. The district heat networks will lead to job creation, the electric vehicle charging points, the electric vehicles, the insulation, the renewables around solar and wind. And one of the reasons we were keen to publish this report today is to say to the government, look, what is our future as a city and a country post-Brexit? I think it's been a green city and a green country. This is an opportunity by us going first. I'm quite clear, though, if we're serious about net zero carbon, then it's inevitable we're going to have to move towards smart road user charging.
Now, listening to the radio and watching the news this morning, there has been quite a bit of backlash to these proposals. Does that reaction knock your confidence on this?
One of the things I've learned both as a lawyer and as the mayor, some of the toughest decisions are often the ones that are the best ones. This is about what's in the best interests of our city and our country. When you've been to hospital and seeing inpatients who are suffering from the consequences of air pollution, the respiratory issues and challenges they have. When you speak to grieving mums who's lost her daughter because of asthma issues being exacerbated by air pollution. When you speak to those with dementia, cancer, heart disease, these conditions are made worse by air pollution. Or when you speak to those who spend almost 150 hours stuck in their cars in traffic because of congestion. Or when you speak to those businesses and homes flooded last year by flash flooding, or those in residential care homes worried about overheating caused by soaring temperatures and heat waves, I say the cost of inaction far exceeds the cost of action.
One of the big issues raised today by people in London who perhaps run businesses or just need to be able to drive to the shop, many of them say they won't be able to afford their trips on a pay-per-mile sense. What's your response to that?
Well, listen, the per-mile sense is some time away. Let's wait and see what TfL will come up with speaking to innovators across the globe. In relation to the options for this mayoral term, let's wait and see what TfL will come up with in relation to the options they've been given by the independent experts. I'm quite clear we've got to make sure we engage, we consult, we have impact assessments, but also have the appropriate discounts and exemptions, particularly to help those who are, poorer Londoners, small businesses, charities, and those who are disabled. It's really important we take them with us. Why? Because one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about these policies is because for me it's an issue of social justice. It's the poorest Londoners, least likely to own a car, who suffer the worst consequences from air pollution. And by the way, those who drive infrequently, the worst consequences of congestion. I want to free up our roads for those who need to be driving, whether you're an electrician or a plumber, a taxi driver or a charity that needs to be driving, rather than you being stuck behind somebody who doesn't need to be driving.
Okay, so you're not steadfast on the pay-per-mile strategy. There is a bit of room for manoeuvre, is there?
No, I think it's inevitable that that's the direction of travel. I think it's simply not possible to do that in the next two, three years. The technology is simply not there.
So I understand the proposal could include charging people coming into London. Are you concerned that might deter people from coming to the city and potentially affect the economy in the capital?
Well, TfL are looking at four separate options in relation to what we can do to make further progress to reduce car journeys. One of them is a Greater London boundary charge, because we know that often the congestion in London, which leads to poor air quality, is because more vehicles come in from outside London. So one of the options they're looking into is whether there's a scheme that can be devised to charge those from outside our city who come into our city and cause problems in relating to congestion. Query, can some of those journeys be transferred to public transport? And that's one of the things the TfL will look into before any scheme is recommended to me in relation to going forward. There'll be a full impact assessment, proper engagement, proper consultation, and also looking into what discounts and exemptions we can give, and then I'll decide which of the four schemes we go with, but that is one of the four schemes we're considering.
For a lot of people today, it'll be a case of they'll see the headline, Londoners to be charged to drive per mile in the city. What would you say directly to people in London who just see that?
Listen to the Evening Standard podcast so you can understand it's more nuanced than that. It's about tackling climate change, reducing air pollution and cutting congestion.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.